Hey everyone, this is Stelly Efty.
And this is Heaton Cha.
And in today's episode of the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about reading and why we love books, why we love to read.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Done, yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
And what we've learned about reading that we can share with other people. This topic was suggested to us by the one and only Ramin Asemi, who's a big part of the Startup Chat crew. Ramin works on the marketing side at Closeout, but he's kind of in the background helping us with a lot of the stuff that's going on with the Startup Chat. And
yeah, you wouldn't be listening to this without his help.
That's for sure. That is for sure. And asked him recently, hey, what are some topics that we haven't talked about that you'd love to hear us talk about? And this is a question that this is a request we can share with everyone that's listening. If you have a topic that you haven't heard us talk about before, please share with us, tweet us, send us an email, let us know. And he said that he knows that we both share a deep love for reading. And he was like, it would be very compelling to hear why, how we started getting into reading, what our reading habits are today, how we think about reading, you know, in terms of how important it is for founders or startups in general. So let's talk about that a little bit. I'll jump right in and make an assumption that you've always been an avid reader. You've always been reading a lot. Is that fair?
Yeah, I mean, since childhood, I would read. I think it depends today on your definition of reading as to like how that's evolved, but we'll get into that. But yeah, I've definitely been reading for a while. Yeah, for sure.
Was that because, so we'll stay on the personal, we'll evolve more generically. Is that because you were just exposed to it? Like where your dad was reading a lot probably, right?
Hyper exposed to it because my dad actually used to, and he still does sometimes, but submit a lot of papers into like medical journals.
Mm.
And so he would read a lot of medical journals. And he's an anesthesiologist, and he'd always be doing studies on drugs or, you know, other things around, you know, his profession. And there was stacks of these medical journals. And I would be remiss not to admit, I've read some of them. They're kind of dry. I've read them just because they were sitting there. Like, my dad has piles. He still does, but piles and piles of them. I don't even know why he keeps them around, but he's a little bit of a hoarder when it comes to information. And so, yeah, it's just something that was all around me. My dad would read a lot. My dad would actually write a bunch, and I got to grow up with it. So it's pretty natural for me to be able to pick up a book just because they were around, even if it wasn't, you know, about, you know, like a kid's book. That being said, I wouldn't ever call myself a reader, like an avid reader, the way I've seen many of my friends read, like, you know, one book a week and stuff like that. That doesn't mean I don't do that, but I definitely don't do it in the way I've heard a lot of avid readers do, which is like, oh, this year I'm going to read one book a week or something like that. That's never really been my attitude.
Okay, well, we'll dive into that because that's going to be really interesting stuff in like your reading habits, what, you know, avid reader versus not, and what kind of reading. And I've observed some funny things with you that I'll expose to the audience.
Yay!
And I'll share some of mine as well, just to be fair. But I'll give my side of like how I got into a deep love for books, because I think it's very opposite to your side, so it might be compelling or interesting to people.
Yeah, I thought that's why you asked.
Yes.
So go for it.
Yes. Well, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for books and for my love for reading. But I grew up in the exact opposite way. So I had very little exposure to books. You know, we were a household where just the television would run 24/7. And it took me actually till I was 16 till I read a whole book. I got through school by basically just cheating in creative ways.
Yeah, we definitely align on that. Even though I was a reader, it definitely cheated a lot.
Cheated a lot. And so I was never interested in books until, you know, and this is a story I've shared many times, but maybe some listeners haven't heard this before, and I'll summarize it. You know, around the time when I was 16, I had a big argument with one of my older brothers about success in life. His point was to make a lot of money, you become academically successful and become a doctor or a lawyer, or you become a criminal kingpin, right? He was watching too many movies himself. And I didn't like these two options. I didn't want to do either of them. So we were arguing for a really long time, back and forth, until at some point he looked at me and went, all right, smartass, what's your plan for success? What are you going to do? And I had no fucking idea, right? So I was like, I don't know. And he's like, all right, then, well, we've settled this argument then. And that was a pivotal moment in my life that changed the whole direction of my life, because that made me realize that I was completely clueless. Like, I always had this inner confidence that I'm going to do big things in life, but I had no confidence. I didn't know what that meant. And that moment, that argument made me realize it in a really uncomfortable way and in a way that I couldn't ignore anymore. So that argument just stayed with me, and it made me really unhappy in a really unsettling way. And I tried to figure out, all right, what is my fucking plan? What am I going to do? And, you know, to be very, very basic and stupid, I had watched a ton of movies, right? So I'd seen the movie Wall Street. So I knew stocks were things that people can get rich with. But I didn't know what stocks were. Like, I didn't know what that meant. But I knew stocks, it seems to be something that tons of people get a lot of money with. And I knew books are places you can learn things. I had heard that. So I was like, maybe I need to investigate the stock thing and learn a little bit more about it. And that led me to go to the local bookstore. It took me actually an hour to get the courage to walk in there. I'm 60 years old. I've never been into a bookstore. And I don't know, maybe somebody asked me a question. It was an uncomfortable environment. It took actual courage for me to walk in there. Walked into the corner with all the stock and business and success books and picked up the cheapest book there was. And I actually, just as a reminder, I have this on my desk. I still have the book today. This is like, I don't know, this is a lot of years ago. I'm not even going to try to do the math. Many, many years ago. And it was a book for like, I think the translation is like $9 or something, like 10 bucks. So it was written for somebody who has 10 bucks to spare. I went home. I was hiding it. I read it when nobody was around. I didn't want people to make fun of me. And it was, you know, everything you need to know about stocks. It was written, you know, for somebody who has $9 to spare for a stock book. Like, it was very, very simple. Hence, I understood it. And that was a magical moment. I read that book and I was like, what business? That's what a business is? Stocks? That's what that is? Oh my God. And I was like, we had an episode we just recorded about teaching. And like the moment I finished the book, I was in the kitchen and I gave my mom an hour speech about stocks and how important they were. And now I can't believe that we don't own any stocks. My mom was trying to cook some Greek food for us and was like, I don't know what he's talking about. And that was such a beautiful moment of me like not being totally unaware of something, then learning something that could lead me to some answers, that it propelled me to go back and buy another book and then another book. And eventually I learned about business and entrepreneurship. And once I figured out, wait a second, I don't need anybody's permission to start a business and create value, and I could grow it perceivably as much as I want it. No, there's no limitations, that no certification I have to get, no permission. I was like, all right, this is it. Entrepreneurship, that's going to be my jam. So, and ever since then, I've been a passionate reader and I've had a love relationship with books. But that's my story. I think books have played a really important role in kind of the journey of my life up to this point. So having said all that, and having shared a little bit of our backgrounds on books, let's talk about kind of our behaviors, observations. You mentioned that you might have, different viewpoints on reading and what that even means. And you wouldn't classify yourself an avid reader that reads like a book a week or something like that. What are your reading habits today? Are you reading a book right now? Are you listening to audiobooks? Are you reading mostly articles? Like, what are your reading habits?
Yeah, just like everyone else, when physical books were the only option, I would read a lot of physical books, just like you, right? Like, that was the easiest way to read. I had a massive bookshelf of probably hundreds of books, just got rid of that whole bookshelf. And my wife, Amy, is not very happy about getting rid of it. Not because of getting rid of it. She loves that part, but the fact that it costs a lot. Those books cost a lot of money and they don't hold their value. So just got rid of literally probably like hundreds of books a few months ago. Because I wasn't opening them and reading them. And, you know, honestly, I probably only read 10 or 20% of them, like, fully. So that's my bad. Sorry, Amy. But outside of that, like, these days, my habits are I read a ton of content online. Unfortunately, these days, I am pretty cynical about most of the blog posts I read, including my own oftentimes. And I already have to curate a bunch because of my newsletter. And I don't have to. I choose to. But by doing that, I'm always looking for content and stuff that's great to share, especially around software in that case. Honestly, I'm just hungry for information. And the more knowledge and information I can acquire, the the better I feel like I can be to other people as well as myself. And I'm really into self-improvement, self-help, and a lot of that stuff. So I'll read anything I can get my hands on. And a lot of it's online. Usually I'm doing a lot of Google searches to find the best content on something. So I would say that Google helps me read a ton. And in terms of like books, I just love audiobooks because I can do them at 2 or 3x speed and get through them faster. But also I'm able to comprehend it that way. Plus I've learned that I'm not necessarily trained on speed reading, although I am pretty fast at reading, but I am much more attuned towards listening, hearing the audio really at a high speed, and I am able to grasp it and consume it. And so for me, it's like that. I know a lot of other folks like to read physical books or read and take notes with it and all that. And I do some of that. But for me, reading is just, it's knowledge, it's creativity, it feeds my brain. And so I enjoy it for that reason. And I try to get as much of it as possible.
I love it. I'll talk a little bit about my reading habits. But before I do that, I'll share a little story with the audience. There's another book that is on my desk right now that Heaton saw once when he walked into our office. It's like a really big book. It's designed really well. And it talks about a subject that typically has a very different form factor. This looks like an architecture book, although it talks about sales. Yep. And it piqued Heaton's interest immediately. And Heaton looks at it and goes, oh, this is interesting. I'm like, yeah, I'm reading. This is really well done. And as we're chatting, Heaton is like just going through the pages and scanning through the information, slowing down, looking at some of the numbers, going through the pages that are really fast paced. And we're chit-chatting about this and that, what's going to be the episode today. And you can see how he's like slowing down at certain parts, speeding up at other parts. And eventually he's closing the book. And I'm like, hey, dude, if you want to take it and read it, you can have it. And he's like, what do you mean? I already read it. Yeah. It's like one of my many favorite moments with Heaton. It's like, what do you mean? I already read this book. It's great. I'm going to be recommending it. So much for like speed of reading. But I think that's an important thing. And we might not get into all the details and depths of it, but there's many ways to read. And I think that that's something many people don't really... Many people have a hard time understanding that.
Yeah, I mean, business books, if you've read a lot of business books, which I know both of us have, like it's called skim reading. It's like, what am I missing about this topic that this book shares? What's the quality of this book and what can I get out of it? Right? In my case, reading that book, I just love the form factor, the reason it was on your shelf or on your desk or whatever. And I was like, okay, cool. Let me just absorb this and understand it if it's any good. So that was more reading for judgment. Right? Of like, is this a worthy book on this topic? Because most of the sales books out there are, I've read a ton of them, are either really old school and fundamental knowledge that I think is really important, or really new school and layered on and just not really timeless, just very timely. Right? And this book happened to be a good in between. So I skim read it, is what I would call that. And the whole point was just to put a judgment on it and not have to absorb it. Because honestly, for me, reading a sales book is not something I would normally do.
But I think that's an important point, because I think that most people are conditioned to experience reading in a very sequential way, right? You start at the first sentence and you finish it at the last sentence. And unless they go through a book like they go through that, I see people even like there's an emotional response that makes them go, no, that's not right. This is the only way they feel like they've read a book. Since they go from first word to last word.
Yeah.
So if you give them...
They got to get it all in.
They got to get it all in. Even if it's like chapters that are clearly like they already know this
not
stuff.
Worth it. Yeah.
It's not worth it. Or you're just it's painful, but they're just like, I have to suffer through this. I have to go from first word to last word. Many people that love reading have learned... have been conditioned to read a certain way, and that's all they know, and that's what they need to feel like they've read the book, right?
And for me, there is content I really, really want that way, right? Like today I was on another podcast this morning, a friend of mine's, and he wanted two book suggestions, and one of the books is The Art of War, which is not, not The Art of War, The War of Art,
which
is by Stephen Pressfield. I think you and I have talked about it maybe at least once. And it's a book that really unblocks creativity. I've read that book like 10 times. I'll read all of it when I read it. It's really short and it really is motivating for me. And reading for me means audio. but like I wouldn't skip it. And it's because it's short, it's pithy, and it's great. And it's a book I love to read all of, and I've read many times. While there's other books, like this other one I suggest on the podcast called Good Strategy, Bad Strategy, which honestly, I've read it all once. And then now when I need it, I'll go pick up a chapter or pick up a certain area of it, and then I'll go through it. For me, like reading is just reading. That's not the important piece of this. It's actually, what am I going to do with it? Do I need it right now? Am I going to learn what I want to learn from it? And this is all the category, obviously, of improving myself, improving my business, learning something I want to learn about. It's not the category of reading for fun, right? So yeah. I do want to be clear about that. There is a concept of reading for fun that I've heard about. I don't think I do it that much, but like there is that concept too. I get it.
Yeah, I was the same way. I've never read books for entertainment or for fun. Because I always, you know, I used other channels for that. But I have, in the past few years, I have tried to broaden my spectrum, read some more stuff, especially some like old sci-fi classics and other literature just to expand my horizon. And I do it occasionally, but it's still not my number one medium for entertainment. It's more for like knowledge. But you know, so I want to come back to this. There's many different ways to consume information and even consume books. And it's even funny. Sometimes I'll ask somebody, have you read that book? And they'll go, I haven't read the book, but I've listened to the audio version. So it's like, if I listen to the audio book, it's not like I've read the book. It's not the same thing. It's funny. I think we as people are funny with our habits. But for me, I do it all in the way that I do read some physical books, although that is much more rare these days than it used to be. But once in a while, I like to switch the form factor, so I'll read a physical book. Especially today, I don't read as many business books as I used to. But when I do read a business book, oftentimes I'll enjoy the physical version more so than the Kindle version because I will skim read or I'll read two specific chapters, or I'll use some speed reading techniques I've learned. I'll go through the book in a very tactical, like what is the core thing here? What is the type of information I really want and need? And I'll just, you know, take stuff out of it. And a physical book allows me to do that in a really nice way, where Kindle version might be a bit harder. But I do read physical books. I do have an insane amount of books on my Kindle. I don't have that many physical books anymore. I used to have a big kind of library, and we used to have it even in our last office space, my library was kind of in there. It looked kind of cool. A big part of the library, but I donated that one to a school. So I don't know, a few hundred books about like entrepreneurships and startups and this and that and the other. And we gave that to a school, I think in Redwood City. So I don't have many books anywhere anymore physically, but I do read them occasionally. I do have tons of books on Kindle. I do listen to a lot of audiobooks. So, and same thing, twice the speed, probably go through one or two books a month on audio alone, and maybe a book a month on the Kindle and the physical version. So I do consume a lot of that information, but it's when it is like business related, marketing related, SaaS related, startup related. Today I don't read as much of that as I used to, and when I do, as I said, it's more I'll get the physical version, I'll skim through it, and then I'll gift it to somebody. Right, I got the information I needed from it, and I'll give it to somebody that needs it or wants it. But the books that I take more time in reading is just topics that I'm getting interested in that have nothing to do with startups usually. So just as we've discussed many times, you know, martial arts have become a kind of a hobby and a passion of mine. So I have like, I'm churning through an insane amount of just books about martial arts, right? Just because it's an interesting topic. It has nothing to do with my day-to-day. I find it creatively stimulating and interesting. And that's typically the way I'll go about reading, is that there's these topics that I stumble into that I'm getting really interested in, and I'll consume as much information as I can. And it's not just books. It's usually always, I think similar to you, books in conjunction with a lot of stuff online. Like I'll watch a lot of interviews and videos. I'll read blog posts. I'll follow certain people on social media that are experts in the field and consume information from them and get stimulation on what to read next. I'll just consume an incredible amount of information, usually very condensed periods of times about certain topics. And yeah, that's pretty much how I do it. And it's for the very same reason. I love to grow. I love to learn. I love to be stimulated. And oftentimes, sometimes it's very tactical. I'll read something to fix a problem or read something I can put into practice immediately. But many times, you know, I find I find learning or reading helps me in many, many ways in life, in non-direct and linear ways. It's not like, I read this book and now I can do this better. It's, you know, I read a million books about this thing, about this topic, and now both have more information to share about it when needed, but also my thinking has sharpened in certain ways about certain topics, or I'm able to think more creatively about something, or I'm at a random discussion, I'll have some information, I'll have a creative new strategy that I'll come up with, and I think that all that is cumulative. The result of a lifetime of reading, a lifetime of learning and sharing, and trying to grow as a human. So that's why I do it. And for us, to finish my point on that note before we do the tips, I think we're getting close to the tip section. For us as a business or as a team, there's a few books that we gift to every new person that joins the team as kind of an onboarding ceremony. And one of those books, which is going to be my book recommendation, my only book recommendation for this podcast, is The PayPal Wars. I think I mentioned this book before. I've definitely mentioned it at many other podcast interviews I've done. I'm not sure if I mentioned this on the Startup Chat, but The PayPal Wars is an excellent book that I would recommend to everybody to read. The reason why we give this to every new person that joins the team is that, well, For a number of reasons. One, it's a very entertaining book. It's very nice to read. It's an easy read. It's not that big. So it's kind of a nice, easy, entertaining, fun read. It's a little bit of like Silicon Valley history, kind of describes PayPal at its most crucial pivotal moments and how it survived and how it thrived and all that. That's cool. But the main reason why we give it to people is that it's the only book I'm aware of written about a kind of a very significant startup company in a very turbulent time, written from not the perspective of the founder, CEO, or the investors, or some author that is a professional writer, but written from the perspective of an early, very junior employee who kind of stumbled into it and stumbled into very important positions and actually played a pivotal role. But when he joined, he was like employee number 100 or something, and there was nobody knew that Peter Thiel had hired him, and there was no place for him to work and no work for him to do. And he had to kind of like go through the turbulence of being an employee in a startup. And I think that perspective is underrepresented in a lot of like entrepreneurship books. And we think it helps kind of new people joining the team, giving them some perspective on how that journey can be for somebody else. So that's a book. There's some other books that we give to people, but we do share a love of reading in the company, and we, at the Hello, will give people a book that we hope will both entertain them but actually help them in their journey with Jose.
Love that. Love that book. Big fan of the book. And yeah, it's a really great book to give team members, you know, early on, right away. Pretty much I'm going to do the same. It's good. It reminded me about that book. That book is good.
That book is good.
Yeah, it's excellent for that perspective. Cool. I'm going to go with my tip.
Yep.
My tip is, if you want to read more, write more. It'll just force you to want to read more. That's what I've seen happen. And you get in a habit. And I think we might have talked about writing here and there, but that's not the opposite, but that's the complement to reading. So if you want to read, can't get yourself to read, just start writing. At least then you can read your own writing, right?